Hi, this is Keith, your host, and it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
And don't forget the Retro Bots.
I'm David.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Jill.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
I don't like you.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean, fun.
Unhand me, you uncouth cymbal banger!
It's the place where new tech meets old tech and likes it.
Well, I wouldn't say that either.
Now located at retro-otr.com.
Wait a minute, Remy, you got to do me a big favor.
Visit us today and leave us a comment. Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Long time since a man's talked to me like that, Marshal.
Hey out there, everybody. This is Keith, and welcome to the Retro Radio Podcast. We're going to have another great show today.
It's Alan Young, Overdue Rant, from March 28, 1947.
Well, thank you. It's going to be a great show, so let's get started.
How about a song from Tommy Dorsey?
Yes, indeed.
Because I really like Tommy Dorsey, what's the song going to be?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Now time for a quick message from Keith.
Today's feature from the webpage that I wanted to mention is my selection box over in the little right-hand sidebar that I call channels. And what you can do with that is if there's a particular show you're interested in, you can pull that box down and you'll see the various shows that kind of have categorized in there into old-time radio channels. You can pick a whole category, such as adventure, comedy, detective, westerns, or others. You can pick a particular show, like, for example, the Lone Ranger or Gunsmoke or Box 13. And just by clicking that, you'll get results to display all the shows that fall into that category. It's just the easy way that you can help to find what you're looking for on retro-otr.com.
Thanks, Keith. Now for our featured presentation.
Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night. And once again, we take you to the Little White Cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Better get breakfast ready. These automatic toasters are wonderful. The way they pop the toast up. I wonder if it's ready. There goes the warning signal. Darn it. Missed it. That's four pieces of bread up there. Ray Milland isn't the only guy with rye in the chandelier. Every morning, gotta get breakfast for Jonathan Mildew. I wonder what I should serve with the eggs. What goes well with eggs?
To be or not to be, that's the question.
That's it, ham.
Good morning, me lad. It's a fine spring morning. Just think, in a few days it will be April.
Yeah, April. Another month's rent is due.
So what, me lad?
So what, we gotta pay it or the landlady will throw us out?
Oh, don't be silly, me boy. You cannot be dispossessed in California. If they throw you out of the house, along comes a woman driver and knocks you back in.
Stop stalling, John. You've got to pay your share of the rent.
Well, my boy, I don't happen to have the cash, but I'll give you one of me personal checks.
No, thanks. You gave me one of your personal checks last month.
Are you trying to imply that Jonathan Mildew's checks are no good? Do you dare insinuate that I would give you a check that did not have cash behind it? That Jonathan Mildew is nothing but a cheat and a fraud?
Yeah.
Well, don't let her get around.
Jonathan, what do we tell the landlady when she gets here?
Well, leave it to me, my lad. Jonathan Mildew knows how to handle women. Huh? In the words of Kipling, a woman is nothing but a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Is that all a woman is? A rag, a bone, a hank of hair?
That's right, my boy.
Why is Earl Carroll so crowded?
Well, leave everything to me, Alan. As long as we have a woman to deal with, Jonathan Mildew can handle the situation.
Well, I wonder who that is so early, huh? Yes, what can I do for you? You got the wrong place. You're looking for Inner Sanctum.
No, I'm looking for Alan Young.
Alan Young? Well, I'm Alan Young. Who are you?
I'm your new landlord.
My new landlord?
Yes, I just bought this place. My name is Mr. Bloodstone.
Mr. Bloodstone?
Yeah.
Won't you come in? Won't you come in?
All right.
Here, let me take your hat, coat, and whip. I mean, your cane.
I came here to talk about your rent. Your old landlady was easygoing, but you'll find Mr. Bloodstone means business.
Yeah. Oh, Jonathan.
I'll see you later, my lad. I must rehearse me Shakespeare. Yeah.
Mr. Bloodstone, you seem like the type of landlord who wants to be paid right on time.
That's right. I'm a mean old skinflint and I want my money. I just tossed an old lady out into the streets because she didn't pay her rent.
That's a terrible thing to do, Mr. Bloodstone. Suppose that poor old lady had been your mother.
She was.
Well, you won't have any trouble with me, Mr. Bloodstone. Good old Mr. Bloodstone.
Mr. Young, you will find me a hard man.
Hard or soft, I'll find any kind of man you want.
Don't try to get on my soft side because I haven't got one.
Huh?
I remember I'll be back on the first of the month and I want my money.
Yeah, well, Mr. Bloodstone, just supposing now, I didn't have the money.
I just came from a tenant of mine that didn't have his rent money. Since I left him, he's having a lot of trouble with his ears.
Trouble with his ears?
Yes, he can't find them. Goodbye now, Mr. Young. I must foreclose another mortgage before dinner.
That new landlord means business. What am I going to do?
My lad, has he gone yet?
Yeah. Has he gone? You're a fine friend, running out me like this. We're in trouble. We've got to get the rent money.
I have an idea, Alan. Why don't you ask your rich friend, Hubert Updike?
Well, I hate to ask him, but this is an emergency. I'll call him up and see if he can lend me some here.
Hubert Updike speaking. I hope you haven't got television, for I'm taking my bubble bath.
Yeah. Hubert, this is Alan Young.
Hello, Alan. You should see me. I'm sitting in this bathtub full of bubbles.
Hubert, what's wrong?
One of them just burst, and I bruised so easily.
Hubert, there's a little favor I'd like to ask of you. It's something personal.
Perhaps we ought to discuss it at another time, Alan.
I have three butlers here in the bathroom with me.
Well, Hubert, why do you need three butlers in the bathroom with you?
Well, one turns on the hot water, one turns on the cold water.
Oh, what does the third one do?
I need somebody to push my boats back to me.
Favor to ask you.
Well, just a minute, Alan. I'm drying myself off.
Huh.
Butler, hand me my water pistol towel.
Water pistol towel? You mean cannon towel. Why do you say water pistol?
Well, Alan, I've been using it since I was a little squirt. Oh, that was a soggy one, yeah.
Hubert, I need some money. If I don't pay my rent, my landlord will throw me into the street.
How much do you need, Alan?
$75.
$75? Oh, mother, call up the bowling alley. This boy wants pin money today.
Look, Hubert, will you lend me the money?
Well, I'm sorry, Alan, but I haven't got much cash. I just made a deposit at the First National Bank.
Well, what did you deposit at the First National Bank?
The Second National Bank.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even miss $75.
Well, I'm sorry, Alan, but I need all my money right now. I'm about to close a big business deal.
Oh, you and your big business deals.
But, Alan, this is the biggest deal I've ever made. I'm trying to buy England. But I'm having a lot of trouble.
You're having trouble buying England?
Yes, my dear old dad won't sell.
Oh, sure. Your father owns England. I bet your mother owns Australia.
Oh, then you've seen her riding around in that kangaroo's pouch.
No. I won't forget this, Hubert. Goodbye.
Ow, 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 ow.
Jonathan, you heard what Hubert said. Now we're going to be thrown out of the house.
Now, look, me lad, something will turn up. Relax. Let's listen to the radio.
I don't want to listen to the radio.
Why, there are some very fine programs. Mr. D.A., FBI, the man called X, and Dr. IQ.
Ah, D.A., FBI, X, IQ. Put them all together, what do you got?
Oh, come, my boy, I'll turn it off.
Ladies and gentlemen, once more we bring you the program dedicated to the problems of married life. Wife and husband.
Oh, turn that off, Jonathan.
Before we present our first contestants, I'd like to make an announcement. Our big wife and husband contest is drawing to a close. Just obey these simple rules if you want to win $75.
Jonathan, will you turn that... $75? That's just what we need.
Now, these are the requirements. You have to be over 21.
Right up my alley.
You'll have to enclose a box top.
Right up my alley.
By midnight tonight, you have to have at least 3 children.
Oops, dead end.
And in exactly 20 words, write your recipe for a happy married life. To the writer of the best formula for a successful marriage goes the $75.
Milad, that's how we can get the $75.
We can't enter that contest, Jonathan. I'm not married. It isn't fair.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
Oh, sure it is.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. I'd like you to hear something now that may help you decide on a very important item in your life, the kind of toothpaste you should use. Listen.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
So, friends, why don't you, too, discover what makes Ipana so popular with dentists themselves? See how Ipana can help your teeth. Help your smile to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Try Ipana this easy way. Every time you brush your teeth, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. Ask your dentist.
That same nationwide survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage.
But be sure you use Ipana on your gums. For Ipana is especially designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. So try Ipana and gum massage, as so many dentists recommend, for your smile of beauty. Well, the radio program, Husband and Wife, is offering $75 for the best slogan for a happy marriage. Alan Young has decided to enter the contest to win the $75 for his rent. Bright and early the next morning, we find Alan calling on some of his neighbors to get some advice on happy married life.
Here's where Mr. and Mrs. Tyler live. They seem like a happy couple. Ask them for some tips on married life. Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Tyler.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah. I'd like to get some advice. Would one of you please answer a question for me?
Certainly, Alan. I'll answer your question.
Never mind. I'll answer his question.
You heard what I said. I said I'd answer his question.
Well, once you keep your big mouth shut, I'll answer his question.
The next time you tell me to shut my trap, I'll hit you with this chair.
You hit me with that chair, and I'll turn this piano over on you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm swinging.
Okay, and I'm pushing.
To what do you owe your happy married life? Thank you, Mr. Tyler. I'd like to shake your hand. I think it's over behind the couch.
Goodbye.
Whew. I'd better look at the next house. Mr. and Mrs. Meadowbrook. They're newlyweds.
Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'll go, dear.
No, no. You sit where you are, darling.
You had a hard day at the office, Poopsie Whoopsie. I'll open the door.
Now, you sit where you are, Lamsy Wamsy. Poopsie Whoopsie will open the door.
Oh, Poopsie Whoopsie, you're so cute, Whoopsie. But Lamsy Wamsy wants to help see Whoopsie.
My poor Lamsy Wamsy.
My poor Poopsie Whoopsie.
My poor Stomachsy Womachsy. Never mind. I'll go over to Mrs. Johnson's housey-wousey. Or housey. She ought to give me some good advice. Mrs. Johnson's been married for 20 years. Hope she can spare a few minutes. All those kitties of hers keep her so busy.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, well, Mrs. J., you've been married for a long time. Now that you got some advice. You see,
just a moment, Alan. They're those kitties of mine again. They're always up to something. Herbert! If you must play those records, use a regular needle. You heard me. Use a regular needle. I don't care if Jimmy's head does come to a point. What were you saying, Alan?
Funny how kids like to play tricks.
Oh, huh? Yes, and they especially like to play them on Mr. Johnson. Huh? You know, 2 days ago, they played a terrible trick. They painted a locomotive on Mr. Johnson's glasses.
Painted a locomotive on his glasses? What did Mr. Johnson say about that?
He's still hiding in an alley, waiting for the super chief to go by.
I I used to play all kinds of tricks when I was a kid, too. Once I dropped a cricket in the grandpa's ear trumpet.
Oh, that's terrible. What did your grandpa do?
Well, he listened for half an hour, then he said, I keep hearing a news flash, but Walter Whistle don't say nothing.
Well, what did you want to see me about, Alice?
Oh, yeah, you see, Mr. J, I'm entering a contest, and I need some advice on married life.
Oh, you've come to the right party, Alan. Mr. Johnson and I have been married 20 years, and we've always been very happy. Yeah.
Well, tell me, to what do you and Mr. Johnson owe your happiness?
To our children, Alan. There's nothing like kiddies to make a happy marriage.
You certainly have plenty.
Yes, it seems we just have one after another. They just keep coming round and coming round.
Yeah. Yours aren't delivered by the stork. They're brought in on a boomerang.
Brought in on a boomerang. I would sell that to Mr. Johnson.
Well, thanks for your advice, Mrs. J. Mrs. Johnson gave me some pretty good advice. We'll try the next house.
Hello, you all. Won't you all come in?
All together or one at a time?
Well, Alan Young, what are you all doing around this neighborhood, Sugarplum?
Well, I'm just trying to get different people's views on marriage.
Why, Sugarfoot, Lulabelle would make a wonderful wife. Wouldn't you like to put your lips around some southern fried chicken?
Thanks, but I only kiss my own girl. Lulabelle, I want some information about marriage. You see, I'm entering a contest.
Well, shut my mouth.
Yeah, if I win... if I win, I get $75.
Well, shut my mouth. Shut my mouth.
Look, Miss Prentice. Lulabelle, I just want some information about marriage.
Well, I know all about marriages. Down home, marriages are important society affairs.
Yeah, I've read about those big southern weddings.
Just last week, the most important wedding of the year took place. The cotton queen married the tobacco king.
Well, I guess they'll settle down and raise little pipe cleaners.
You shouldn't joke about our plantation. Huh? We southerners have learned to depend on our cotton belt.
Up north, we wear suspenders. But, Lulabelle, I came here to talk about marriage.
Sugar Plum, I've made up my mind. I'm going to marry a southern man.
A southern man?
That's right, honey child. And we're going to have a little boy that talks just like we do.
Your little boy. I see you want to have a drawl in the sun. That information will certainly come in handy. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, you all.
Bye, y'all. Write that information down, too. Oh, there's one man I forgot to talk to. Mr. Busby, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette. After all, he runs the Advice to the Lovelorn column. She's a busy newspaper. Here's Mr. Busby's office.
Come in.
Pardon me, Mr. Busby.
Speak up, young man. Speak up. I haven't got all day. Busy Busby. They call me Busy Busby. If I'm not covering the latest sporting event, I'm busy the DA's office. Checking the fingerprints of all the suspects. Well, what do you want?
Yeah. Mr. Busby, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Just a minute. Something very important going on here. Very important.
Very important? You're just sitting there with a fly on the end of your nose.
Fly on the nose? Well, how do you like that? I just called the newsroom, told them the plane to Albuquerque was losing altitude.
Mr. Busby, I'd like to ask you a few questions on marriage. Now, the first question is about your wife.
Shoot.
The question?
No, my wife. What an ugly-looking woman. No.
You shouldn't call your wife ugly.
What a face. Full of wrinkles.
Look, Mr. Busby.
Looks like she's peeking through a Venetian blind.
Please, Mr. Busby.
And that no longest nose you ever saw. Keeps her healthy.
Long nose keeps her healthy?
Yes, she lives here in Van Nuys and breathes in that Palm Springs air.
Mr. Busby, I came to you because you know so much about marriage. After all, you're the editor of the Advice to the Lovelorn column, aren't you?
Sure I am. Advice to the Lovelorn, editor-in-chief, reporter. I know everything around here. Busy Busby, they call me. Haven't even got time to send my suit out to be pressed. Pass it right here myself. Put my suit right there in the printing. Put it right there in the printing press.
That's a good idea.
What do you mean, a good idea? You should have seen the seat of my pants yesterday. In big letters. Wall Street sags. Recession setting in.
Mr. Busby, I just want some advice, please. What is the most important thing for a happy marriage?
Important thing? Oh, yeah, well, don't... Let your wife get away with anything.
Yeah?
Don't tell her to get away with nothing. Show you how I talk to my wife. Well, yesterday I said to her, I said, listen, Ralph, I want to tell you something, Ralph.
Wait a minute.
Ralph, I said.
Just a minute. Your wife's name is Ralph?
Ralph. Ralph. Certainly not. Ralph. Still a name for a woman.
Well, what is her name?
Sam.
Oh, Sam Bugsy, aren't she? Thanks for the advice. Go on, Mr. Bugsy. All this advice I got now. Put it all together. A man with a southern drawl and a lot of kids should marry a woman named Sam. I better get home now and show this to Jonathan so we can write that letter. Jonathan! Jonathan! What? And all over.
Fred, quiet.
Yeah, but Jonathan, I've got you.
Quiet! The husband and wife program is just about to go on the air.
Shh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're happy to announce the winners of the Happy Marriage Contest. Mr. and Mrs. Alan Young.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Alan Young? But Jonathan...
I sent in the letter last night.
You sent the letter in? I've been gathering the facts. What did you say in your letter?
Shh, quiet.
The letter sent in by Mr. and Mrs. Young was the only letter with an original thought. So we are awarding them the first prize of $75.
Jonathan, what did you write?
Here is their theory for a successful marriage. Man with a southern drawl and a lot of kids should marry a woman named Sam.
Jonathan, how could you?
Well, Alan, I went to see the same people you did.
What?
Now, if Mr. and Mrs. Alan Young will appear on our program in person, we will be glad to present them with the $75 prize.
Appear in the program? We can't do that.
Of course we can, my boy. Think of the money.
Jonathan, you really think we need this money?
I do.
You realize what we have to go to be... Go get it?
I do.
And I'll pronounce us man and wife.
We'll see how the boys make out in just a minute. Meanwhile, listen to this lovely lady. Incidentally, you fellas better give her your close attention. She may be talking about you.
Why is it some men spoil their good looks by plastering down their hair so it looks as if they'd used axle grease on it? There's nothing more repulsive to a woman than that slick, greasy, gigolo look. I'm against it.
I don't blame you. Because there is one hair preparation that men can use to keep their dry, unruly hair under control without getting that greasy, glued-down look. It's Vitalis. Vitalis, because there's no mineral oil in Vitalis, only pure natural vegetable oils, which give your hair a natural masculine look. Just try Vitalis and the 60-second workout. You'll see what I mean. Simply rub your scalp briskly with Vitalis for 50 seconds. Feel that tight, dry scalp tingle. It's a delightfully stimulating sensation. And then comb for 10 seconds. That's all. But oh man, what results! For the Vitalis 60-second workout really loosens the tightness, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Your hair looks well-groomed as nature intended, without that greasy patent leather shine. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Jonathan won first prize in the contest. But in order to collect the $75, they've got to appear on the husband and wife program as husband and wife. Let's see what they're doing about it.
Come on, Jonathan. You better put these ladies' clothes on.
My boy, it's ridiculous. The great Jonathan Mildew dressing up as a woman.
Well, how else are we going to get the $75 so we can pay the rent? Besides, you're always bragging what a great actor you are. Show me now. Put these things on.
What's that one?
I don't know. Some kind of thing a woman wears.
Well, boy, I can't get into that.
Don't worry, it stretches.
Well, okay, me lad.
Right. Tug a little harder. No, you just can't get it down over your shoulders.
Perhaps I should put my feet through it.
Oh, you don't know anything about women. You got to have it up high. Don't you see those little suspenders that go over your neck?
Well, I'll squeeze into it somehow.
There. I've got it on.
Good.
Now, stand back. Let me look at you. Ooh, not bad, Jonathan.
Not bad. It's tragic, my boy. I, who have played kings for years, am now queen for a day.
Put this dress on. We'll be all set. Let me put this veil over your face. There. Now you look just like a woman. Look in the mirror.
Very attractive. Very attractive.
Stop winking at yourself. Oh. Let's go over to the husband and wife program now.
And now, will the next contestants on Husband and Wife please step forward? Mr. and Mrs. Twiggle, correct?
Yep.
And how old? Pardon me, how old are you, Mr. Twiggle?
93.
And how old is your wife?
92.
And how long have you two been married?
Well, let's see now. This June it'll be 3 months.
Well, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Twiggle.
I thought you'd like it.
Yes, and a husband and wife is happy to present you with this little prize, 2 tickets to Niagara Falls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, husband and wife is proud to announce the winners of the Happy Marriage Slogan Contest. The winners are Mr. and Mrs. Alan Young. Mr. and Mrs. Alan Young, please step to the microphone. Oh, that's fine. Hello, Mr. Young.
How do you do?
And I want to welcome you to the program, Mrs. Young. And since you wrote the winning letter, I'm sure that yours is an ideal marriage.
Yeah, we've been very happy together.
Now tell me, Mr. Young, what about spats?
She never wears them. Fat! Oh, I mean, we never have them.
Now, tell me, Mr. Young, where did you two first meet?
Where did we first meet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I suppose you became acquainted under very romantic circumstances.
Well, no, we just happened to meet one day at a Turkish bath.
Turkish bath?
I mean, I met her father there. I met my wife a little later on.
I can see that your wife must have been a beautiful bride. What of you, Mrs. Young?
Yeah, she was a lovely bride.
Did you go to Niagara Falls on your honeymoon?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the hotel you stopped at?
YMCA. Rooms were hard to get, you know.
Now I'd like to have a few words with Mrs. Young. What's your name, my dear?
Josephine.
Well, that's just fine. And now tell me, Mr. and Mrs. Young, how many children do you have?
14.
3.
Hey, just a minute, just a minute. Your wife said 14, you only said 3.
Well, she likes to keep things to herself.
And now, Mr. Young, suppose you give our radio audience your ideas for a happy marriage.
Well, thank you. I have just one thing to say. As you wander down life's highway, when all is said and done, among men who know marriage best, it's Reno 2-1.
And now, Mr. Young, as I hand you the $75, we'd like a picture of you kissing your wife.
Oh, but I...
Oh, no. Come on now, Mr. Young. I'll just lift up a veil. Say, this isn't a woman, this is a man. Mr. Young, a man has to be married to a woman.
Must I be hampered by tradition?
You two men are nothing but imposters. I'll have to give the $75 to the winner of the second prize.
Oh, wait a minute.
Step right up here, sir. I'd like to present you with this check for $75.
Yeah, I wonder who it was that came in second.
Oh, there's an answer to
that. Mr. Busby, you and your wife won?
Yep. Come on, Sam.
Sam, wait a minute.
Alan will be back in a minute. And listen, friends, if you've got a cold, don't let it ruin your fun. Get fast relief from your cold discomforts with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Just rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed-up feeling in your nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching muscles. And listen, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. Can't stain clothes or bed linens. So get a tube of Minute Rub and get relief from that annoying cold misery the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. The Ellen Young Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. And if you have a half hour next Wednesday, listen to Duffy's Tavern over most of these stations. And now, here again is Alan Young.
Thanks, Jimmy Wong. And friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Goodbye.